Okay.
Okay, so we are holding here on page 164. There's an Akeda here about Mazel, and has a lot to do with Avraham Avinu going out of its Tegnunis, looking for Shidduchim, and so on. So, Dorish Ebchanina Bar Papa. Oysa Malach Hamuna Al Heroin Laila Shmoy. It says that the angel that's in charge of a newly formed fetus, his name is Laila. V'noitel Tipo Mamid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes a drop and presents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, he says, Yibayin Shalom, Tipo Zu Matehe Oler. What is this drop going to be? Gibor or Cholosh? Strong or weak? Kochem or Tipesh? Smart or stupid? Osha Ani, wealthy or poor? V'le Rosha Yitzadik Lo Yikoma. Doesn't say Rosh Hashanah Kreb Chanina, Dar Chanina Kol Shem Chutz Yer Shemayim. Then Vati So Mashem Kreb Shem Chokim LeYira VeChulu. So it says. So it says over here that the person has everything predestined except for Yer Shemayim. Then it says Arboim Yom Kodesh Yitzias Avlad. Another Gemara. Baskel Yoytz Machez Asman Plani. 40 days before you're born, a Baskel comes out and says, "So and so is destined for so and so." So it comes out. So everything in life, except for are you over Hashem or not, is really totally in mazel. So it doesn't seem to be any real point in much effort. And Chazal assumed this to be true. They say Haydi Yolad b'Madim Gav Hashadama. Somebody born under mazel of Mars is going to be a Shevach Damim. Somebody born under tzedek will give a tzadka. V'chein kol chir leches. V'chein omer, they said, haide b'chad shabzi yikach v'chul kulam. Depending on the day of the week you're born. V'loi oid al shedikdeku l'sham imazal yom goyrim, imazal shor goyrim. The Gemara declares about whether the day is going to shor. V'soif dover m'sham mazal machki my mashe, v'yesh mazal yisrol kis v'soif shabbos, gam v'yit kotna m'rov v'bni chayim v'zayna l'b'schus atal milsa, mazal talim milsa, Harem Shloisha Nyanim Koilim Kolin Yani Ha'adam Vukshav. So, I mean, everything is totally mazel. What else is there left? Well, it says the Gemara brings a raya, a very excruciating Gemara. It says, Amma, the Rava Rav Chista, Tavaya Bona Tzadik Havi. Rava and Rav Chista were both big tzadikim. Mar Matzli Vasimitra, Matzavitra. Both of them could daven and rain would come. You can't get bigger tzadik than that. What was their personal fortune like? Rav Chista Nehama Desmida LeKalbi V'loi Mitbi. He would look for like the most delicate, exquisite bread for his dog, and there was no problem. In other words, he was lacking zero in terms of material stuff. Be Rab and Rabbis Els Nehama Desar Linshash Takach. They were hard pressed to find Seorim bread for the people, and which Seorim is a very, very coarse, and they couldn't find that. The Gemara says that Rav Chista made 60 weddings, Rabba made 60 levayas. Terrible. V'arei zeh mayim akosha moed t'chaboyim k'neged pulos hashgocha m'chuyev elizavi. So that seems to be like he had the biggest tzaddikim possible, and they just their mazel was to not to have, and his mazel was to have. Gama mayim rashis chalnu hu hoylo k'darkon v'niflo be'enay mitzak yuma odatsa zeh. In this moment I just said before, I started with, not only does he present this also very starkly, the concept of mazalus, but he says himself, So his question is, in a certain sense, we are being given limitations to becoming a Yirei Shemayim, because it is hard when a person is very impoverished, has a lot of terrible nisyonos, and when a person is not so smart, it says Ilah Amar Chassid, you can't be a Chassid unless you're intelligent, you understand and know. So the Chord, even in terms of your standing, it also seems to be affected by Rosh Hashanah. Hine. So first he brings Aristotle's Hine Shema Morim Ailov Adomlem Kulam Chavru Lishbech Sola Chemis and Munap here in Rishis, but Amois Ashkoch Ashlemish as a Gotor Meresaleho. This indeed, it seems to present a great obstacle in the way of believing in Ashkocha. Omnum ikazal sofik shtadl batira chocha perikaniska. So Aristotle tried to answer, achashid torah of shizet tarfoi, im kol echot yichse vanir le toilufi yunoi. If everyone will try to do what's best for himself, ve'ein adam shalit al dimyone lahat toisim olav, kimoyish ein shalit al chushir al kimoyishu betivoi, if we assume that a person aims for that which is possible to him, because we'll assume that a person's ritzonos are in line with his abilities. So a person who's got great physical prowess will dream of being an athlete. A person who's kind of klutzy will not dream of being an athlete, he'll dream hopefully just to get by. So he's assuming your ambitions will be in line with your abilities. So he said, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going the other way, he's putting that caveat on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects the good only out of the people that could possibly be good, which is extremely not like what we understand. He basically is saying, Hagufa, if a person does not have the ability to be a good person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him, doesn't care for him to be good. Because people's ambitions, humans' ambitions, are limited to expectations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect much from us, then we're not required to do it. That is really, really not what we believe. Oh no. So now he's going to explain what mazel is, and why, and how it interacts with his bechira. Omnam dvorav elof imashka zamnu dibrim chayim, v'asher pi al piem hutru kol asfeges v'mamar iskarim. Shekula meren la emes biyois al mamshela samarocha, ulekoyach hamazel yad v'shem al mor adam v'aviyosui, liyois netia alachas amaylas apchisin satyavoy. Yes. Mazel gives a person an inclination towards something, a propensity towards something. But a person can always do what he thinks is right. Let's say, let's give an example. Imagine a person has a car that is in alignment to the, and the car has a bias towards swerving to the left, let's say, or something. So it means the car, left to its own devices, will go towards the left. But a person could have the steering wheel in his hands, he can control it. So yes, different people have different natures, meaning that they can, they can go in different directions with it. But the person always has the ability to override it. A person can either overcome his inclination, or he can direct it to something constructive. It says that somebody who's born under Mars will be either a murderer, a ganver, a ganev, a umna, a tapchoy mola. He could be a doctor. He could be a butcher, he could be a moil. So Yoyre Keina Bechreya Shia Ghana Vishav Dom Nikim. He doesn't have to be bad. Avshish Koyach Biyoda the Snag Alpia Sechel Veroa Sam Lama Toim. He can do as the Sechel. The Shanes Roya Hirosa Bishalayera Vlashkis Kimaitafcha. He can either use his abilities in ways that are not harmful, like a butcher. Oyshe Yoyle, if it was Umna. Or he can use it for the good of humanity, like becoming a doctor, or he could become like, he could use for spiritual things, be a mo. Rava said, hey, I'm from Madim. I'm the Abaye Mar Nami, Onish V'Kotel. You as a Dayan have the ability to kill people. I once met in Eretz Yisrael, they have a locksmith who is known for being able to break open locks for people who are locked out. He's extraordinary. He comes and within a few seconds, it's open. He once had, he's a Yerushalmi of Beit and Peis, real chavri man. His name is, I think Weissfish maybe, not Weissfish, but something like that. And he is a, you know, and he does it, he's called a Poretz HaCharedi. He once, there was a general in the army locked out of his house because he had like this special complicated lock, like for security, and he lost it. And he got him out. So I was once locked out, and he came, and within a few seconds, door was open, and we could go in. So afterwards, so I was schmoozing with him a little bit. So he told me that he learned in Eitz Chaim Yeshiva, Rabbi Aryeh Levin was the Mashiach, the famous Tzaddik Rabbi Aryeh Levin. This boy was obviously a very, very wild boy. And he was all over the place. And Rabbi Aryeh Levin told him, Duvidl, his name is David, either a moil or a sheichet. Like, you know, he said, basically, you know, you've got the those tchunis, and one or the other. The same thing with being smart or rich. Don't think that they force your course. The Torah was given over to people who can rule over things. If a person has enough schus of Torah mitzvahs, he can be shaylid on the mazel and be mevatlit. A person can get a lot more than he deserves, even if his meisim don't warrant it. So the mashal, and as I said, mazel is a certain context that we're born in. And the reason why it's called mazel, the reason why it's called mazel why we use the word in that sense, every single person is born with his assets and his challenges. So the fact that Reuven is born very smart, Shimon is born very good looking, and Levi is born very wealthy, and Yehuda is born with a big yichus and so on, all of those are the givens. We start life with a given list of different things that we have, new things we're missing, and that has to be that way. People are not born exactly the same in any way, not in who they are, not in the context they're in. And their mitzias is to be able to, their mitzias is to be able to make what it is supposed to make out of it. But who else in Hashem, Rabbi Chaya B'ni Uzayni, is b'mazal talia, what they meant to say was the mazel, it's very possible that you will see a person has these things and yet he doesn't seem to be terribly deserving of it. And the answer is, we don't need to ask why this person deserves to have X, Y, and Z. It's rather, these are things that the person has because he has. Now he says, how do you affect it? So he says, "Va'idach haya mazala b'mrama oid ma'oid." The other one had terrible mazala. Schusha b'yada hispik lachem kimidoi ulanatzri b'miktzas. So he was able a little bit to overcome it. So The Gemara is saying the reason why he had so rough was he had schusim, but the mazel was a tough mazel, and it wasn't something that he really could overcome fully. The Moshe Shnei Sar Melech Shem Ubeloy Safik Kim Loim Ibn Eschoy Esel Echai Shor V'Gam Lechal Panasav Shuzalek Takayama. It's when the Gemara is saying had he not had schusim, he would have had zero. He would have been dead, not had anything. The schusim were able to give him some foothold despite such a difficult mazel against him. And I guess let's make the following assumption. The a person is, when we ask ourselves, what are our expected accomplishments? Or better said, how do we measure our accomplishments in this world? It's going to be what we accomplished times the difficulty. I guess if I can take comparable physical phenomena, just like work is force times distance, it's how far we've moved something, depending how heavy the burden was. So moving a 1,000-pound weight 1 foot would equal moving a 100-pound weight 10 feet. So we have no way of judging the hardship. So we can just judge the outside. So so-and-so gave $100 tzedakah, so-and-so gave $1,000 tzedakah. But how difficult was $100 for him? How difficult was $1,000 and things like that? We don't know. So it's saying whether it's quote-unquote fair or unfair is nonsense, because you really, I mean, we're in this world to accomplish. The accomplishments are what we accomplished times the difficulty in accomplishing it. And no one can know what the cheshbon is, and we just do what we can, and Kadosh Baruch Hu makes those cheshbonos. So he says, and then he says, the Moshe Sasha Moshe Moshe V'alechal Gloys Satzvah B'yam Nesav Ba'aretz Rachos Yedayim. You have two generals. One is pointed head of the navy, one is head of the army. The fact that one of them suffers, you know, on the ocean those days was kind of rough. There were no cruise ships. The food was horrible, and this other one, the army, had a better time. So it had nothing to do. He wasn't punishing this guy, making him head of the navy, and this guy of the army. It's whatever it is. Those are things that are pre deserved, don't deserve. We can also assume that if he was a general appointed, he was the admiral appointed head of the fleet, he'll have it better in the ocean than other people would have. He'll have a little bit of a better situation. And on the other hand, his colleague, who became a general and is a nice, you know, is on land and has good stuff, that's because he's the army. So the point is, mazel has its say, and on top of that, you have the input of schusim and so on. Teda shekei. He says this itself, from the fact that Chazal say, it says all these are totally the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they weren't given the Shliach, that itself tells me the story. Let's think about what Chazal said. They said it's not totally in schusim, it's totally it's beyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? He just picks favorites out of a hat. I mean, what do you think it means? Elasha kavana shim shetia yada mazel shayna. Even though mazel is the first one, hini is baruch al pischus ha'ish hu mishane koyach hamazel ahu. Based on the person's schus, he changes that mazel. and he brings anything, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu overcomes it based on the person's chusim. Say, Olmad Avram Avinu. Look at Avram Avinu. Avram was someone who couldn't have children. That was his mazel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go out of your tzteknines. And then by Yitzchak and all of them. And then you have more in Tainis, where Blazer Tos had a really hard life, very, very poor. And it says one day he had blood let and he didn't have what to eat afterwards and he fainted. And he said, in Sakash Baruch, you know, why can't you change my mazel? He said, well, if you want me to destroy the world and you'll come back a second time and maybe your mazel will change. So he said, well, if it's only maybe, then let's leave things the way they are. They didn't want to use up the schar. So he could use the schar. No, Zakash Baruch gave him the choice and said, listen, you've got enough credits that we can press the reset button. So yes, they could have overcome it, but they wanted to keep the schar from Abba. And because in these three areas we find all the differences between these chachamim, that's why they said noychay mezayne v'ed nechoshanim. It's really everything. These are just picked as being the ones where it's most starkly noticed. Umashem akiva zochah mashlim eloy. He holds that the toiva mita meit lakoil v'goyzel lekol nimtza v'tchil sav yosik etzav chayim shem v'day lahashem tzilosoy v'she'en tzor schusak mir lakitzvoy. So basically, his point is that the mazel is a given, but mazel is not an absolute determinant. It's the person's ma'aseh determinant. So it makes it more difficult. So just like a person who starts his business with no money, has a harder time establishing a business, as opposed to a person that borrows either $1 million or $40 million from their parents, depending on which sheet Trump borrowed. It's much easier to start a business when you have capital to invest, but it doesn't mean you're successful, and it doesn't mean you fail. It just means how hard it is, or how likely you are to succeed. Hine says, lo yofa koichoi behem kishu kein akoponim al yishar adam, Yochol v'ashoy b'shtad lusoy, ava yishayer ha'odam yochol v'ashoy b'shtad lusoy, b'shtad osichli v'chitzis enoishi ladiach malav ruas ha'rosoy. Person can and overcome, and that's what Betzim, the lesson from Avram is, that Avram Avinu was somebody who had the mazel stacked against him in many ways, and it means he sort of had to overcome the totality of a muscle. He was not some as a moilid, but the fact he could change his very name means he could, through his maisim, he could change something very fundamental in him. Okay, we'll hold it here.